Yhteistyössä HAM, Helsingin kokoinen taidemuseo, hamhelsinki.fi.
Oikein hyvää iltapäivää, arvon kansalaiset. Nyt en ole enää yksin täällä studiossa, vaan kanssani on taiteilija Anna Rokka. Moi!
Moi!
Oh, we are gonna do this interview in English, so hi!
Hello!
First of all, yeah, the premiere, I'm talking about like it's a performance. It's not a performance, it's an exhibition. Mm. The opening of exhibition called Yötuuli, Night Wind, was last week.
Yes.
And it's in Ham Gallery in English, I think the name is. And I've been there and I'm not going to spoil too much, but my first question to you, Anna, would be that how would you, as an artist, describe what are we going to see or feel or hear when we go to see your exhibition, Yötuuli?
Yes. I guess it's, first of all, everybody's individual, so I can't like generalize it, but I think that when you arrive in the museum and you've been walking around, you notice that there's different energies and in the different exhibitions have different focus. And I think the first thing that you see is maybe the light, that it's kind of like a...
I'm gonna have a picture in front of me. I have this, yeah. Just gonna show you what I'm looking at.
I see. Mm.
It's the picture that is actually available to anyone. It's from HAM Helsinki Instagram account, the picture from your exhibition Yötuuli. And I think it's as a journalist I should be able to say that okay, it's a picture of something, but I would say it's a picture of a space. But it's also a picture from your exhibition, or actually like depicting something from your exhibition. Mm. But first thing that came to my mind was that actually sort of the whole space was somehow, I couldn't really see that, like where sort of the artworks sort of end and something starts.
Yeah.
But how would you yourself sort of like, how would you thought about this, the same process of like, the space and the works and installations?
Yeah, the first work, the picture that you show is like kind of like the first work on the left when you enter. And it's an installation piece that I made from inspiration of the floor, which was there. So I kind of took the floor color and chose a canvas and made a... Because I've been interested in making ceiling paintings for very long, so I thought I should try. And then I started to reflect what was below.
Mm. Mm. What is interesting for you in the ceiling paintings?
Oh, I think it's nice.
When you look up, it's a bit, it's something that you have to sort of like consciously change the point of view.
Yeah.
It's
also like when you first enter, you maybe don't see it, so you kind of have to go close, and then I kind of measured that it shouldn't be too high. And I mean, first I think there was the floor, and then there was the paint canvas, and then there was the objects that I thought I wanted to. And then slowly it came this, like, that it's like a mirror of what's on the ground. Not perfectly, but somewhat.
Mm.
And I call it like platser I skuggan, like places in shadow.
Mm.
I think. Yeah.
And
they're sitting like these bean bags.
Oh.
You can like, so it's kind of like they are also part of the installation. So it's kind of like
And the first question that comes to mind from bean bags is that are we allowed to sit on those?
Yeah. That's like kind of the point to like I mean, there is a lot of sitting places in the museum, but also in this work, it's like, it's normally beanbags are in combination with videos and stuff. But in this work, it's kind of just like a resting spot, I think.
Yeah, and it's also like a sort of a clear place in the room, like clear place in the space to sort of where you can just sit down and sort of be. And I think it's a Because many times with installations, the point is, one important point is that you can sort of like look it from where you want. I mean, there's not...
I think you can still. Yeah. There's two other angles that doesn't have any beanbags.
Can we move the beanbags?
I mean, yeah, of course, you can slightly move them. But I think I kind of like push them to the wall to like make space to walk in between a little bit. So it's like, because you're not supposed to walk, because there's basically a sand painting mirroring the ceiling painting, which is not a ceiling painting, but a canvas upside down facing the floor.
Yeah. Mm. You have worked with very interesting and inspiring materials with this exhibition, Yötuuli, Nightwind, but also before. Can you tell us something about the materials? You mentioned sand and a canvas, maybe something else?
In these installations, there has been like those elements. And there has been, your question, previous question was like, what first do you see? And the first thing your body passes when you enter the exhibition is a stand, which is like an old kebab shop's commercial that was a bit ancient by now. And I added some elements to it. And so basically that's like a very rusty old, I don't know what you say, like oval... like a stand, normal shop stand, you know, but it's kind of crashed and so mainly like in this exhibition, I think a lot of the works has sprung from like found objects and found materials. So, and as well as this decoration stand, I started off to collect like mirrors because I had in Swedish, this English title sounded great, like many mirrors ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in English, this title, I think, is not so great. So that was like my main title, a working title for this work, which is in the back room. So I started to like collect a lot of crushed mirrors, which was like soft crushed mirrors. And then I ended up with all of this like colored sand, and then I started to paint with them. And then... Yeah, exactly. And the different materials. There is found objects in this painting. And in the back room, I used like LCD screens, which I found when I had a lunch break in a forest in Vuosaari.
Oh, and, wow.
It turned out to be a face, like a mask inside.
Okay.
Inside this crushed, like, I mean, depending on how you see it. Because it was like a, it was simply like an imperfect shaped eye. Yeah. So I was like, okay, this is interesting. And I took it to my studio.
Yeah.
And then I continued from there. And then I collected a lot of LCD, like liquid crystal displays, like these TV screens for that work, and took out that part of it and built something from it.
Working with found objects, you've mentioned like many times already in this interview that you work a lot with found objects.
Yeah.
Has that always been something like you, the way of working for you?
It's always one way of working for me. It's not the only way.
Yeah.
But it's, I don't know. I have like some kind of like obsession of like creating stories from things I find, or like maybe it's like on the way to understand them, how they ended up there. Yeah. I start to have fantasize about what how they like ended up there. And then
So
I continue from there. Yeah. And then also like basically I also like depending on what space I will exhibit in, I adjust my works. So basically if I have, and then I think, oh, this work would work there, and then I save it for later. And
I have to ask one question that I've been thinking many times with installations, because for me installations are super somehow super inspiring almost every time I go and see them, because first of all there's the you can view the installation from like basically you can just choose the spot and there's no time limit for it. Well there might be some video loops or something that has the sort of linear time in them, but it somehow breaks the sort of the linearity of I don't know whatever there are social media whatever, but also it's somehow because it's three dimensional, and also like I would say four dimensional because the time is there as well. So it's like a little bit like a performance without the performer for me. Well, my background is in theater, so I performer studies. So I this is somehow like my sort of binoculars that I see the world from. But when you sort of like, for example, in this case, Yötuuli exhibition, the gallery space is it is there. It's not really like it's a sort of like a very traditional, like a cube or like a room or whatever inside a museum. But how do you as an artist approach the space? Because installation is very much about space. It somehow like transforms the space, but in a way but there is something that you cannot do. The space is always there. You cannot like forget the physical like walls. But still, I find that it's like a really, really challenging mission to somehow think the space in a new way. But as an artist, how do you sort of approach the concept of space in this case?
In this case, and also in many
or
other
any case.
I think that I often like already in the process of creating the work, I start to think about like this might be like somebody will approach this work if it ends up in an exhibition. And so I have worked a lot with like also like, as you mentioned, time and stuff. Then I've worked with sensors, like movement sensors. So stuff has started from like lights or sounds has started from the interaction of somebody entering. Mm-hmm. But also with this particular installation, I think like, or these installations, the light is very like very much what I've thought about as like, as of what can you do with this space to make it for me like more shapeable. And then I thought I could really design the light as we have now no natural light coming in. So that was in this case one thing I could work with, and to also like this sound effects company helped me a lot to design after like what I was asking, like to help with like showing filters and such and electronics and stuff. So that was really, really nice. But I think, I also have like a theater background. And I think that has affected a lot. And I'm quite fast when I myself go and see exhibitions. So maybe I've also took that in as a, like when we can try to understand how other people relate to the world, but still I'm myself. So then I kind of like have maybe shaped my artisthood around the idea that how to capture, you know, like, and then like how to capture somebody who's like not interested, and then like by simply just having the work physically like in front of you like that, or with sound or lights. And this one doesn't have much sound, this exhibition, but I think that by using those elements of like capturing different senses in different ways by installations, then you will definitely, you are forced as a viewer to neglect it or to like think about it, or there's many, many ways to.
Also with installations is somehow that it forces the let's say the viewer or me as a viewer, it forces me to somehow decide something. When I enter a space where, and there's the installation, I have to make it like a choice to either approach it or go further, or maybe go around it. Or I remember like one installation that that I sort of almost forgot that it was an installation, because I sort of just like jumped over it. I think it was in Berlin in some gallery that had many rooms, and I just like jumped over this like metal like a metal bench or something, and somebody later told me that that was one of the artworks. I was like, I'm sorry, I didn't know it. But it's like something that you have to, because it's spatial, and we are all like spatial beings, and we live or move through spaces, and also maybe you can add time as well. Gravity, or I don't know what other dimensions there might be, but it somehow it forces you to take relation to the artwork.
Yeah, I think that's quite fun. Yeah, I mean, it's also like if you spend so much time working on art, then it's kind of nice to know that there's some reaction, that there's yeah. some kind of, like, as long as there's people coming, yeah. you know?
Exactly.
Sometimes there's not.
yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, one question about the name of the exhibition, Yötuuli. Mm. I think in Finnish it's very beautiful and also quite romantic,
yeah,
I would
say. Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
but
I guess it is in every language, yeah.
Night wind.
Yeah, I also think it's like it comes through that painting, this painting installation. So I think wind is like what's, and night, both of them is like kind of entering all the works which I have in the exhibition. So I thought it was quite good.
Mm.
First, I had some very long titles, which was maybe not so good. I mean, good, but you know, maybe a bit complicated. Yeah.
But Night Wind is, it's, and also when you go and see the exhibition, people you have to go and see now that we have been talking about Anna Rokka's exhibition, Night Wind, in Ham Galleria. This is like briefly what we have been talking about so far. When you go to and see the exhibition, I like constantly thought about Night Wind. Night Wind.
Yeah.
Night Wind.
Yeah.
And I think it's like a sort of somehow like a really good match that you cannot really see either like concretely see night or wind. You have to like sort of put effort into your senses. And I think that's also like really, really, really fun thing, as you said. It's a fun
thing. Yeah, about titles, I was thinking how if I should in the last room add like something like hour, like 00, like midnight hour, like or 03:00, just to like add this night again. But then I was like, it's already there. Like, but for me, I think the last room is quite nightish, but maybe for somebody's more space-ish. But yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Okay. So this exhibition that we have been talking about, Yötuuli, it opened last week and it's there in Ham Galleria until the 4th of March, did I remember it right?
I think it's 9th.
9th of March.
Yeah.
Please don't ask me about dates. I'm so bad with this. But anyway, until 9th of March. So you people, when you're listening to this, you have time to go and see it. And I would highly recommend it. It's a very soft experience, I would say. But I don't know. This is my, I don't know, interpretation or just the feeling that I got when I was there, and I was also sitting on the beanbags and probably having a coffee or something in my hand, and my feeling was that this is something very soft, and I felt so happy that I went at that particular day that I went and see it, because I needed something like soft and you know, something that moves my thought into like directions that I haven't expected. But maybe, I don't know if you were expecting something hardcore and not soft, but this is
I think the soft, there's very soft lights in the first room.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I think it's quite soft.
Yeah, quite soft.
Yeah.
So, artist Anna Rokka, thank you for being here and telling us things about Yötuuli. It's open, the exhibition, now, so go and see it. And next week I will have another guest from around Ham. That's sort of the concept of of this program. But thank you.
Yeah, and as we're saying thank you, I can also say thank you for the sponsors, and that's like Greta and Alfred Runberg Foundation, Taike, and Konstnärsfonden and Svenska Kulturfonden, and Laura from Caritas Keskus, and Robin, and all my other friends and sound effects.
Yhteistyössä HAM, Helsingin kokoinen taidemuseo. hamhelsinki.fi.